Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline.
My name is Dawn. This is recorded for
me. Am I speaking to Shadrika?
I have her on the line to transfer to you.
Thank you for the help. I appreciate it.
All right, I'm transferring now.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Hi, Shadrika.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm doing well.
Good. My name is John. I'm a case intake specialist. I did advise you that this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Okay.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that, Shadrika. Could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis? When did you learn that you have a tumor called a meningioma? That'd be your diagnosis date.
When was I diagnosed? Because I know I started taking it. It was like May the 17th. 2018.
Okay. So when you learned that you developed a tumor called a meningioma, that would have been May 17th, 2018?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you, because of your diagnosis, the law firm would be helping you file a claim for yourself. You're over the age of 18, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
11/30/1991.
Okay. That's November 30th, 1991?
Correct.
Thank you. And do you know any other person that also was diagnosed with a meningioma after getting or receiving Depo Provera injections?
No.
Okay. All right. And did you consume or use the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
The brand name? Okay. Thank you. And you did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year before your diagnosis was made?
Yes.
Okay. Can you also confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then could you provide me the approximate date you started the injections?
Like February 2014.
Okay. And when did you stop taking Depo injections?
May 2018.
Okay. And so I see. Can we state that you stopped getting Depo injections when you learned you had a meningioma? So May 17,
2018? Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then for the start date, I'm going to use February 1st, 2014 as an approximate start date. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, it was around that time.
Okay, thank you, Shadrika. All right, and then you've answered this question already. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? And yes, you did, because you started in February 2014 and you stopped May of 2018. And, okay. All right, and unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma. Is your gender female? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And Shadrika, can I get your marital status, please?
Single.
Thank you. And can I confirm the spelling of your first name? Is that S-H-A-D-R-E-K-A, Shadrika?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a middle initial?
S.
S as in Sierra?
S as in Sam, yes.
Okay, very good. And is your last name West, like the direction W-E-S-T?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. So Shadrika S. West. Do you don't have a suffix to your name like junior, senior, first, second, or third, is that right?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then can I get your social, please? I'll need that for the authorization to release medical records.
436-83-4073. But I have the medical records in the storage, and I can provide you with them at a later time.
Oh, good, good. That, excellent. They won't go to me. That would go to the law firm. So if you could, yeah, gather those records. Or be prepared. The law firm may request those records from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me just confirm your social is 436-83-4073?
Correct.
Okay. Any copies of forms, any forms that you sign, copies will be sent to your email. I have your email as your first name, your last name, the number 9, and then 1 at iCloud.com. Is that right? Shadrika West, 91 at iCloud.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then this phone number, does it belong to you? This number, 318-317-2778?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and is that your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, the law firm, it may seem that we're all finished. We do this interview, you sign the forms, but there is one final step, and that's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. So they do want to talk to you, and that'll happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. What time is the best time that you can reach? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
I could say the morning.
In the morning? Okay, perfect. So the law firm will call you in the next 24 to 48 hours, preferably in the morning, to do that case verification call. It only takes a few minutes. And then can I get your address, please?
3845 Baxter. That's B as in boy, A as in apple, X as in x-ray, mm-hmm. T as in Tom, E as in echo, R as in Romeo.
Okay.
Street, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71109.
Is that a house?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no apartment number or unit number?
No.
Okay, great. Shadrika, I'm going to confirm it's 3845 Baxter Street, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71109.
Correct.
Okay, great. All right, now the next set of questions are designed to gather information about your medical record or where to get medical records. So can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
The name of the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma, what's his name? David is Cavanna. I can't spell, sound it out right, but I can spell it.
Okay.
I think it's C-A-V-A-N-A-U-G-H.
Okay. And where is he located?
He's located in Willis 9 North. Willis 19 North on Greenwood Road in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay. One second, let me see. So his doctor's office is in Shreveport?
Yes.
Okay. I have an address of 1500 Line Avenue, Suite 200. Well, I do see a Dr. David Cavanaugh, MD. He's a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. And when you got this diagnosis of a meningioma, was that in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, and what hospital was that at?
It was at Willis Main North.
Willis Main North?
Yes, it's 2600 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 711, I think it's 03.
Okay. I have Willis Knighton North, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
2600 Greenwood Road in Shreveport?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, bear with me here, okay? All right, so if I understand correctly, Dr. Kavanaugh was at Willis Knighton North Hospital in Shreveport, and that's where you learned you have a tumor called a meningioma?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was this Dr. Kavanaugh also the same doctor that treated your tumor?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And did you have a cancer diagnosis before your meningioma?
No.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me. I'm just copying the doctor that treated you is the same as the doctor that diagnosed you. I'm just copying the information into the proper field. Okay, so that covers the name of the doctor that diagnosed you as well as treated you. It's the same. And where you got diagnosed and where you got treated is also the same place. That would have been Willis Knighton North Hospital. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, very
correct.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate you. Now, the last questions are almost, we're almost done. I got a few more questions, but the last medical questions has to do with the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera.
The name of the doctor that prescribed. Dr. Jason Milligan.
And can you spell his last name for me?
M-I-L-L-I-G-A-N.
And is he in Bossier City?
Yes, the family medicine clinic.
Okay. Dr. Jason Milligan, M.D., and looks like he's a family doctor. And
mm-hmm.
His office is 5341 Airline Drive, Suite 130, Bossier City, Louisiana. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get injections at his office, or did you get the prescription filled at a CVS or Walgreens, and then you gave yourself the injections?
Yes, I got them filled at a Walgreens and injected myself.
Okay. And where was that Walgreens located?
On Greenwood Road in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, one second here. Would that be the address 3555 Greenwood Road?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And I also have a phone number. I found it on the web. That number is 318-525-0144. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And was Dr. Jason Milligan, did he have his own practice, or did you see him as part of a larger group of medical group?
He had his own practice.
He had his own practice? Okay, very good. Okay. All right. And then you already answered this question, which is you do have copies of medical records. And if asked, you could provide those records to the law firm either by mail or electronically or both.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, now we're getting close to wrapping up, Shadrika. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Ramona West, and that's my mom, and no, she don't live with me.
Okay. And Ramona, is that R-A-M-O-N-A?
Yes.
Okay, and then West, same as your last name, W-E-S-T?
Yes.
And she's your mom. And what is her phone number?
318-222-6530.
Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 318-222-6530.
Correct.
Okay, great. And do you happen to know your mom's email address?
Oh, no, I don't.
It's okay. What about her address? Do you know her address?
Not right off the back. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll put to be determined. Or not available, actually. That's what I'll put. Okay. All right, everything looks good. Shadrika, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. I will be sending you a text message any moment. That will include the link to the forms to sign. The forms are two forms you'll be signing. One is the authorization for legal representation. That's basically allowing the law firm to work on your case. And the second is the authorization to release medical records. So the law firm will submit to the doctor a request for medical records just to confirm your diagnosis. Don't forget that even after you and I finish the signing today, there is the case verification call that'll happen in 24 to 48 hours. All right. Okay, before I send the paperwork, I want to just quickly confirm that I have the information correct. Regrettably, Shadrika, you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year. The approximate date of your diagnosis was May 17, 2018. Your date of birth is November 30th, 1991. You just had a birthday a couple weeks ago. And then you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera, and you used the product for at least a year before your diagnosis, and you did have at least four injections prior to your diagnosis. We estimated that you started Depo-Provera roughly February 2014, February 1st, and then we estimated that you stopped Depo-Provera when you were diagnosed with a meningioma on May 17, 2018. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name, your middle initial, and your last name. We've confirmed your social, your email, your phone number, as well as your residence. We've gathered all the medical information, name of the doctor that diagnosed you, treated you, as well as the name of the doctor that prescribed you. Everything looks good. Any second, you're going to get a text message with a link to the forms. And then when you get that link, let me know, because I'll ask you to click on it and start the signing process, okay?
Okay.
I think that's the text.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Shadrika, what you want to do, can you hear me? Shadrika? Okay. Can you hear me?
Can you
hear me? Oh, perfect. I can hear you now. Okay.
So okay. I'm gonna put you on speaker while I fill out the form because
okay.
I'm on the same phone.
Yeah. Great. That's a good idea.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay.
So what you want to do is click on that link, and then you'll agree to SMS messages. And you'll have to put a check mark next to the box that reads agree to electronic records and signatures. Can you hear me, Shadrika? All right, Shadrika.
Okay, so I just signed complete signing all the forms, right?
Okay. What you're gonna do is did you put a check mark next to the box that says agreed electronic records and signatures? Shadrika, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. I lose you. It goes silent for a minute or two.
Okay, what about now?
Yeah, I can
probably because I have.
Okay, so you want to follow the yellow buttons beginning with start and then continue. And then when you hit finish, that's when you're done signing. And it looks like you're finished signing, Shadrika.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, good. So the law firm will officially let us know if they take a case on when you both complete the case verification call, okay? So be on the lookout for that call. That should occur in the next 24 to 48 hours. And what you can expect is they just want to confirm that you did get depot injections in the past. Unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma, a type of tumor, and it is okay for them to start working on your case and request medical records, all right? If they agree to take your case, they'll do so on a contingency basis. What that means is they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensation for damages. If they are successful, you get 60% of that amount, and they get 40%. That's standard for a mass tort or for a personal injury lawsuit. Okay, and in the unforeseen event that they're not successful, you would not owe them anything, okay? They're only paid if they're successful in getting you compensation for damages. So I want to say thank you for being patient as I ask you these questions. That's the interview to see if you meet the criteria. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place, the fact that you unknowingly developed a meningioma because of the depot injections. But I want you to know that you're about to get legal representation from a prestigious national law firm that's experienced litigating against billion-dollar corporations. So you're going to be in good hands. They provide great customer service, and they're very experienced. So, is there any other questions I can answer for you?
Not at the moment.
Okay. So my last thing I'm going to do on my end is I'm going to text you from my direct line. So that way you basically have a receipt of the person that signed you up to participate in this lawsuit. That's me, John Maurer. And then I'll also give you a text. I'm going to text you the name of the firm as well as their phone number. Yep, and that's my text.
Okay.
So it says, hi, Shadrika. This is John Maurer, the case intake specialist.
Okay, yes, I have him.
Okay, perfect. So that's my direct phone number, 949-274. I'm the case intake specialist that helped you. So I want to say thank you for letting me help you. And then the last sentence says, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D or Pulaski Kirker. And I've also provided you their phone number. And they should be calling from a 909 number. So be on the lookout for that 909 phone call.
Okay.
Okay, Shadrika, we're all done. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
Not at the moment.
And if not, I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day and a good week, rest of the week, okay?
Thank you. Same to you.
You're very welcome. You take care, okay?
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.